Now, coming up this weekend is World Day for Cultural Diversity. It's being put together by Diverse Crawley. With me now is the founder of Diverse Crawley, Marilyn Lefebvre. Morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very excited.
Yeah, you've got an event.
This weekend.
Yeah, you've got an event on this weekend. Now, Crawley, I mean, I used to live in Crawley years and years ago, and it was always seen as a bit of a London overspilled town. Since those days, this was a long time ago, by the way, since those days, of course, it's become a wonderfully diverse place and a much, much larger place. And of course, it has a connection to the airport up the road as well, which means that there are all sorts of cultures in what is probably a bit of a melting pot, is the best way you can describe Crawley. What made you start Diverse Crawley?
Well, I was co-founder of Crawley Black History Foundation in the year 2000, and that lasted till 2015. Uh-huh. So in the year 2017, Crawley was celebrating its 70th anniversary as a new town.
Yeah.
And when a few of us looked at the program, we thought, gosh, there's not a lot of diversity in the program. And yet, as you said, you know, the diversity has mushroomed, especially in the last decade or so.
Yeah.
And so instead of moaning about it, we decided to do something about it. So we formed Diverse Crawley, which launched in October 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And it was meant to be a one-off for just that year. But people celebrated and enjoyed it so much in the town hall. We were asked, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, okay, we went back to the drawing board. And so in January of 2018, we started a calendar of events, which is what we now do annually.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm guessing this is not just you, is it? This is a whole team of people, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You can't do it on your own.
I know people who try.
Oh, it doesn't work. I can tell you, believe you me.
Yeah.
It was Carolyn Murphy and myself. We were the co-founders. And then we got Irma Stewart. She's from Barbados.
Yeah.
She became our secretary. So I was the chair. Carolyn Murphy was the treasurer, which is the core that you need. We then invited people like Ashwin Soni from India. We invited Alan from the Chagosian community. And so that's how we expanded. And so every year we invite more people. Some people have to leave for various reasons. We recently had someone who's moved away from Crawley, Halima, who was representing Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Our aim is always to have one person representing a different culture. And we, in our constitution, we can't have up to 12 different cultures represented. But that doesn't mean we only, you know, we also engage with the other communities that...
Why did you stick at 12, just may I ask?
12 is just a we thought that's manageable. That's the manageable number.
I'll tell you why I asked, because years ago I used to work in London and the diversity up there is phenomenal and you get to talk to people and they come from all different walks of life and it's a thoroughly enjoyable experience that many people who don't really understand diversity and inclusivity with this sort of thing miss out a serious trick because, say, there's so much to be learnt from each other with all this thing. And I just wondered why we'd got to 12. But up there, I wouldn't like to count how many different cultures there were. And of course, it's spread its wings since those days into places like Crawley. And it's doing it in a lovely, fairly peaceful way without a lot of the issues that we see on the other side of the pond. Which diversity tends to dip its toe into the discussion of race, which can be quite difficult at times. But we don't seem to have that problem here in Crawley. Everybody seems to get along fine, and we get wonderful days like this.
Yes, that's true. I mean, recently we decided to have a legacy banner because it's Crawley's 75th year as a new town.
Mm.
And so we decided to celebrate that in a special way. So we've collected congratulations messages in 31 different languages. And we have a banner that's going to be made by fabric artist Sam Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And that we've collected fabrics from 25 different countries. And this banner is going to be unveiled. It's one of the main things that's going to happen on this coming weekend. And we're lucky that the Lord Lieutenant of West Sussex, Susan Piper, mm-hmm. has agreed to come and unveil this legacy banner for us, which is going to end up in the museum, in our museum. Every year we have a museum exhibition in October, November, and then we will donate the banner to the museum. So we it's going to be something that can be kept for well, I wanted to say forever, for as long as possible.
Well, let's hope so anyway. I mean, I see that when you're talking about languages and stuff, I mean, and language is a wonderful thing in sort of wherever you come from in the world, there are many different languages. But I see that you've also got cultural performances to go with some of those languages from places like Ireland, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Poland, India, Peru, Kashmir, Turkey. A place that I actually don't know, Chagosan, I think is how you pronounce that, and Uganda, and the Malay Chinese acts as well. So, I mean, it's an extremely broad events, and I'm guessing that we've got representatives from all of those areas attending.
Yes, and these are all just local, you know, none of them are professional. We don't have any professional. It's just local community members who want to come and showcase their culture. What a brilliant way to do it. Yesterday I met a mother who's daughter is going to represent the Indian, she's going to do an Indian dance, a Bengali dance, and apparently she is so excited, she can't wait for this weekend. So that's the kind of excitement that we've created.
I'm hoping that someone's going to video that one, because it sounds absolutely wonderful, it really does. Yes. This day goes on from 2 until 6, you've got the local MP coming along, you've got the youth mayor and the mayor of Crawley coming along as well. Lots and lots of people. And where is it actually all being, it's being held at the Reformed Church in Crawley, is that correct?
Yes, the Crawley United Reformed Church, which is in Worth Park Avenue, Crawley, postcode RH10 3DF.
Yeah, that's it. Need it for your sat-nav. I'm guessing it's all free entry.
Free entry, everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
We're encouraging everybody to wear traditional outfits where possible, because we want it to be vibrant and colourful. I also wanted to mention that we're celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee with our diverse puddings fit for a queen area. Because we thought we've got to do it.
You haven't missed the trick, have you?
No, we don't. Yes.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. How is this pudding thing going to work? I mean, you start talking food to me and you've got me, you know, I'm there. What is it we're talking about? Is it bring your own pudding, or is it somebody's creating a pudding fit for a queen?
No, we've got four different cultures bringing some, because we've realised that our cultures pudding are not great on our menus, and so we've had to dig deep. So the Indians, I think we're having Indian sweets, we're having Turkish puddings, the Polish cakes, and most of us come up with, we eat fruit after our food, you know, so we'll have an exotic fruit salad.
Yeah.
And we'll have exotic fruit juices as well. So that's what we're going to have in the diverse puddings fit for a queen area.
That's
wonderful. We will provide it, and it will be for everybody to taste. But we will also have some curry, chicken and or vegetable curry and rice tasters for everybody, because it's a big celebration.
I'm sitting here thinking I'm hungry already. it really does sound absolutely wonderful. Now, you've got some, apart from the food, there are some other stalls there as well, aren't there?
Yes.
Tell us about those.
We've got stalls from CCA, which is Crawley Community Action.
Yeah.
We've got Crawley Campaign Against Racism, Crawley Interfaith Network, the NHS Retirement Fellowship are going to be represented. Tangible Hands.
What's that all about? I saw that on the poster. And Tangible Hands, I thought, what is that?
Tangible Hands, they support single women, single parents.
Yeah.
Single mothers mainly, but from diverse background. It's a very, very new organization that started last year. So we wanted to her to come and get some exposure and maybe recruit and help her out.
Yeah.
And also Family Support Work. Creative Playground have said they won't be able to come due to manpower, But Birthright have come forward, and that's a brand new organization as well. They've asked if they could be replace a creative playground. So we've got a lot of stalls there. There'll be lots of information. It's a shame that the hall isn't big enough. We could have actually had far, far more because we've had a lot of interest.
You'll have to spill out into the car park if they've got one.
Yes.
That's the thing. Spread out into the car park. You know, just hope and pray the sun shines. And, you know, all should be okay, you see. I've got to ask you a little bit more about Diverse Crawley. Now, you started this thing. You're not a charity, are you?
No, we're not a charity. We're just a voluntary organisation.
So how are you funded?
We are very kindly funded by Crawley Borough Council, Longley Trust, Sussex Community Foundation. But we also have... We've had to diversify into different grants because, as you know, after the pandemic, there have been a few problems everywhere. Yeah. But recently, the banner was actually funded by a local Jamaican man who owns a one-for-one recruitment agency. Mm-hmm. He paid for the banner to be refunded for that. So we ask for individual sponsors or anybody that feels like sponsoring us. We'll be very grateful.
I think it's the way of many, many volunteer organisations at the moment, especially after what this country's been through in the last couple of years with the pandemic, that everybody's kind of, well, funds light, I think, is probably the only way to describe it, really. And trying to chase the grant money is getting harder and harder because there are so many organisations that want it, but there are so many good, worthy causes going. So it's nice to see that some of the companies and organisations within the area are also chipping in to help organisations such as yours and to bring us a day like World Day for Cultural Diversity. Let's hope it goes well. And how many have you got a maximum attendance you can have? Or is there any pre-booking or anything like that? Or does it just turn up?
It's just turn up. We know there's a capacity of about 100, but anybody can just turn up. We have a very easygoing, our events are very easygoing. You can come and leave when you want. it's like that. But obviously we would like everyone to be there from 2 o'clock, especially when the Lord Lieutenant of West Sussex arrives. That would be lovely.
Yeah, yes. And also for when pudding is served as well.
Yes.
One of life's essentials, that one. Sorry, I don't make light of it, but it's just the thought of that one just, well, it excites me, that one does. But good luck with it. I hope it goes to plan. Are there plans for any more events? I know you mentioned something about something in the autumn.
Yes, in October it's Black History Month.
Yeah,
we have a month-long exhibition at Crawley Museum, and we have the launch the first Saturday of October, and then we usually have other events like Wear Red Day to give racism the red card, that sort of thing.
Yeah, brilliant.
In November we change up the exhibition again.
So okay.
We have lots of events coming up.
Okay.
Check our Facebook page.
Yeah. Come back to us at some point in September and we'll sort out and we'll have a chat about the October one later in the year. But for now, Marilyn Lefebvre, it's good to talk to you. Good luck with the event this weekend. And thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Tony, for supporting us. Look forward to seeing you.